James 4:7. Submit yourself to the Lord. You draw closer to God, He'll draw closer to you. Resist the devil and he'll flee. All right. I resist you, Satan. And in the name of Jesus, you're fleed. Glory to God. It is done. Satan. Now, this is a very positive negative. I told you to flee. And bless God, you're going to have to do it. Nah, you just lost him right there. So what do? The corresponding action. Ha, ha, ha. Glory to God. You don't think you're not gone, do you? No, you are fleed. You are out of here. You are gone. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. Thank God, Father, he's gone. I'm close to you, and you're close to me, and he's gone. He is gone. I'm so glad he's gone, and all the symptoms are still there. I am so glad he's gone. Glory to God. And the Lord told me one time, he said, let my word fight its own fight. He said, once you get in there on the Word of God, he said, just rattle that sword a little bit. He said, get nasty with him. Say, here, devil, hold this. Let him up with it.
That's right. That's right.
You hear what the Bible said? You hear what the blood covenant said? Yeah. You're gone, hoss.
Yeah.
You're out of here.
Yes, sir.
And just rattle that whole armor at him. Instead of, I told you to leave and you're going to have to go. I know I told you to leave. Now, Jesus spoke to that fig tree and turned, just walked off. No man eat fruit of you again hereafter forever. And he didn't care how it happened. It could be still standing there full of leaves and never a fig grow on it for another 1,000 years.
That's right.
But it went to the root. It dried it up from the root. It didn't hit the leaves. It went to the guts. It went to the root of the problem and dried the thing completely up. And he never even turned around and looked at it. And had Peter not said anything about it, they never would have heard about it again. They just see the thing as just no fig tree anymore. He didn't care one way or the other.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
He just walked off. But Peter brought it up. So here's Jesus' answer. Have faith in God. He didn't say anything about the fig tree. He started talking about mountains.
That's right.
Have faith of God. Have the faith of God. Forget the fig tree. But he told you right then how he did it. He talked to it. The Bible said he answered that tree. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And when whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, huh? Whatsoever thing you desire, whatsoever thing you, when you pray, believe you receive it. When you pray, believe you receive it, you'll have it. When you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. And he turned around and walked off again. And expected them to do it. And my household's been doing it a long time. The Pearson household's been doing it a long time. And I like what Jeremy said. He said, I was raised in the household of faith. He said, I thought this was it. And I got so tickled at him. He was talking about, we have a different vocabulary than other people. And a friend of his had a small boy, and they stopped on a road trip. He had a little potty emergency. So they went into one of those old roadside things, you know, and his little boy walked in there and said, ooh, Daddy, it smells like the curse of the law in here. Isn't that wonderful? I've been there, yeah. There's some of them.
Yes,
glory to God. But listen to his vocabulary. He already knows about the curse of the law.
That's right.
99% of the Christians never heard of it. These things work. Now, Isaiah 43, 43rd chapter of the book of Isaiah. Now, I want to read you something here to mark your mind and memory with this, so you can watch for it. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. What's going on here? Genesis 35:10. Jacob, for you will no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. But then there's so many times the Lord would say Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but go only to the house of Israel. But now you need to know why and when and that took place. Go over there and read about Jacob and Esau. And you have to remember, folks, this was back in the day when Satan was the god of this world, because he had Adam's lease on this thing. And it was that way until Jesus pulled him down from his place. And he's still here. But he doesn't have the authority he used to have. Thank God he's a defeated foe. But you need to know how those things came to pass. So you read one and you think, well, Jacob and Israel and this, and one day this time and another this time. 35:10, so you can read all of that. And I'll tell you where it happened. I'll tell you when Jacob won the fight. Esau sold his birthright. He sold it for a bowl of deer meat. And then he got all mad and hated his brother and wanted to kill him for it. Well, he didn't have anything to do with it. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff going on there. But if you read through that, Jacob fell before him and he said, everything you give me, I will tithe it. I will give you the first 10 of whatever you do for me. That's when he stepped into the place. He made that covenant agreement with God. And he became a patriarch. And it's not the state of Jacob today. It's the state of Israel. These are important things. Anyway, I wanted you to see that. But we're there, we're here now, so let's continue to go with this. In his 43rd chapter, and you read all of that, but we want to come down here, and we'll just start here at the 22nd. Thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast bought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifice. Who's doing the talking here? The covenant partner, the chief partner of the covenant. The covenant is with whom? Israel. But Jacob is getting in on this thing. So there's important, you'll see it here in a minute. Wearied me with your iniquities. This is the reason we don't start with the 25th verse. I am he that blotteth out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. I had trouble with that. I said, no, for my sake. No, Kenneth, he said not. He said, if I remember your sins, I can't bless you. Right. He said, it's for my sake.
That's right.
Now he said, I blotted them out. Now you have a clean seat. You tell me what to go put on there. Well, I struggled with that. until I realized what he wanted. He wanted to hear some exceedingly great and precious promises. I said, yes, sir. I'm healed and well. Thank you very much. So now you're fixing to see this. And whatever the situation is, you're up against it, and you're here, and listen to what he said. Glory to God. I will not remember your sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. You declare. Declare your case. Plead your case. Well, the first plea on my case is the blood. But then I have my petition laid out on Scripture. I plead my case before the courts of heaven. And I have this petition, if it please the court. I have John 16:23. I have John 14:4. I have Mark 11:24-25. This is the articles of my case. And these are articles of the covenant. And I go over to 1 John chapter 1. And I cover it with this. In the name of Jesus, by faith, I walk in the light as you are in the light. And his blood cleanses me from all sin. And if I say I haven't sinned, it makes him out a liar, and me too. So I repent, glory to God, and take some time. This is serious business. This is not the word of faith. This is a petition. This is something that goes before the courts. We have to agree together here, but it has to be something the court can agree on.
Come on.
Well, I have this petition up before you. Well, what is it we're agreeing about, son? Well, there's a great big cabin cruiser out there in the ocean, and I want that. What do you want with it? Well, I want that. Is it for sale? No, but I want it. I like that one. You're out of line. You're coveting somebody else's boat.
Yes.
You get out of my courtroom till you can come back with a better deal than that. I'm telling you, this is serious stuff. This is life stuff. Yes. And the worst thing you can do is forget about it and no plea at all. Just go bumping through life, tripping up on everything. Doesn't it just seem like don't nothing work out for me?
That's right.
All I agree.
That's right.
Now you're in real trouble. But that's what happens. Now, I'll show you something that the Lord, and this will close the case on this. Here's a man that owns his own garage. He's a mechanic. And while I'm doing this, turn over the first chapter of Isaiah. And he's a mechanic. And he has a good customer. There's a man that he takes care of his car and so forth. He's a good customer. And he comes in. And he said, hey, Eddie, he said, I really don't have anything wrong with my car much, but he said, it's time to tune this thing up. And it's a nice car, but it's, you know, it's 3 years old and I haven't had anything done to it. Sure, just put it in here and I'll take care of it and I'll call you when it's ready. So he goes through and he changes the filters. Changes everything. I mean, just does it, cleans all of the filters and so forth, and he puts the thing up on the rack, checks everything, and you know, greases everything, just services this entire car. And he takes all 8 spark plugs out, and they look good, so he cleans them and gaps them, puts them back in, and he makes up the bill, but he charges him for all new spark plugs. Well, nobody's going to know this, right? Because it's going to drive great.
Yep.
But he charged him for them. Now, what's a set of spark plug cost now? What, 8.5 a piece? Something like that? Well, I mean, just call it $10 and make it easy to figure. There's 8 of them. That's $80. Let's say it's $100. And he puts a little labor in there on it. He comes back home. His wife said, "What's the matter with you? I just don't understand it. Business is good, but that big fine air compressor that I bought, I mean, that thing is broken down twice. And it seems like the more business I do, I can't get ahead of it. Why? The hundredfold is working." That is a spiritual principle, not just because Jesus said it, it's because it is in the Spirit and it's in the book. That hundredfold is working and the devil is seeing to it. Because he's not just altogether truthful. Now, take the same situation. He does everything. And then he turns around to me and he said, "Mr. Copeland, I took those plugs out and cleaned them. They look like they'll probably make it another time." And he said, "But I won't charge you anything for that." He said, I enjoy your business." Mm-hmm. Now, that would have been a whole lot better. And he wouldn't have skimmed $100. That didn't make him anything. It cost him $1,000. Now, if he did this to 5 different customers, now he's paid for that whole compressor. Nothing works out for me. No, and it's not going to. Particularly if he's a Christian. Mm-mm. No, now if he's got his sense at all, and he's believing for a new compressor, and I come back in there, he'd say, "Brother Copeland, I'll tell you what I did. I'll put you some new spark plugs in there. I'm believing God. I put some new spark plugs in there," and he said, I did a few other stuff, and I know you're springing to that. "But I'm believing God for a new air compressor. Will you agree with me? You know what I'd do?" I'd say, I'll tell you what I'll do, Eddie. Here's 200. I'd like to put it into your air compressor." That's the difference in the two businesses. It's not going to be long, or he's going to be the biggest guy on the block, instead of being broken down all the time. Now, have you found the first chapter of Isaiah?
Yeah.
Here is the key to the whole thing. Verse 16, "Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes, cease to do evil, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord is so great." He said it, didn't he? Well, I brought that up to him. He said, "You don't qualify." Well, I should have remembered because Brother Hagin went through this. But I said, we've got TV bills and everything else. And you said if I was willing and obedient, we'd eat the good of the land. I know that's what. And he said, "No, you don't qualify." Why? He said, "You haven't had anything to good to say about daily television since the day I told you to do it. You were obedient, but you were anything but willing. This curse is upon you because you did not serve the Lord God with gladness of heart and joyfulness of heart for the abundance of all things. And you've been griping and belly aching about daily television, and it wasn't a few days. I hated every minute of it. The Lord told me to do it when I was so busy already I didn't have time. And I griped and begged him all the way back from overseas." Well, he said, "I'm telling you to do it when you get home." Well, I did it when I got home. I called Terry, and she got it all up and made, changed everything. We did it. And I tell you, I didn't want any part of it. And I got so tired and beat up. And I went in there one day, and I sat there and looked at that camera, and I said, "I quit. I meant for good." And Gloria said, "I'll do it." Bless its heart. Now, you don't know how hard that was for her. When I met her, she was so withdrawn and so shy. She didn't even want to talk to people. And then we were in a church, and the pastor said, "Sister Gloria, would you just greet the people when we go in? She said, no, sir, I don't do that. Well, she was sitting with his wife, and he said, Sister Gloria, would you just greet the people? She stood up, and she said, I told you I don't do that. And she sat down, and then she just, oh. Then she told me, she said, I'll never do that again. It's hard for her. But she just stepped up. So I said, well, I'll tell you what. I love it. Didn't take me long. You know what that is? That's less than a New York minute. That's a New York minute right there. You know why that's a New York minute? Light turns green. Beep! It'll wait to see if you're going to move. The tide goes green. Bam, 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 bam. That's a New York minute. I said, I love it. I tell you, I love daily television. I didn't feel any better about it. I didn't feel any better about doing it than I did. I was already tired, and I was tired when I said it. But I tell you what, I love daily television. I am willing and obedient. I am a willing servant, and I'll tell you right now, I love daily television. I love daily television. Oh, glory to God. I love daily television. Yes, I love daily television. Well, it came the next TV day, and I was by myself, had the little table out there, and I just sat down there, and I felt about like I do right now. I'm ready to go home. And I said, hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. I want you to know something. I love daily television. And I want you to know the joy of the Lord hit me. I got up and I ran around that table and I said, I love daily television. And I've been in love with it ever since. Now, I get tired. And there's a lot of times I get scheduled a lot. But I have to go in there. But I'm telling you, the moment I walk in there, and particularly when we're doing things on the covenant, like Professor Stevens and I have done all this time, and we go to digging. And I don't care how tired you were when you came in there. Oh, man. I tell you, it's as sweet as honey when the Lord begins to talk and things begin to happen. Hallelujah. The prayer of agreement won't work unless Jesus is partner in the agreement.
That's right.
The prayer of the believer isn't a one-way monologue. It's an intimate fellowshipping with your Heavenly Father that takes hold of the promises He's given you. Get Kenneth Copeland's book, Prayer, Your Foundation for Success, and help transform your prayer life to see results every time. God is as ready and willing to answer your prayers as He was Jesus. When you pray according to His word, your circumstances change. Your prayers will turn sickness into health, poverty to abundance, and sorrow to joy. Discover the different types of biblical prayer and the weapons of your warfare so you can use them to walk in victory. He's given you authority in Christ. Learn to pray in faith from that place of authority and access all of heaven's resources. You can have a fruitful prayer life with every hindrance to receiving removed and walk in the success God has for you. Experience a life of peace and joy through a closer relationship with God in Prayer, Your Foundation for Success, a book by Kenneth Copeland, available in paperback or digital download. Request your free copy today on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
This is my Bible, and I can have what it says I can have. I can do what it says I can do, and I am what it says I am. What am I? I am in Christ Jesus, and He is in me.
One of the things that causes God's Word to work at its best in your life is consistency. Real discipleship is a lifetime commitment.
Join us for the St. Louis Victory Campaign, October 26th through the 28th. Register at kcm.org/STL today.
KCBC is where I built a solid faith foundation before I started my career.
With our busy schedules, finding a college with a close community and shared values was so important to us.
And we found it here.
At KCBC, I renewed my identity in Christ. I got a second chance and found my purpose.
I discovered my calling here at KCBC.
Immerse yourself in a community of family and faith here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Through practical and classroom education, get equipped with what you need for your next steps in life and ministry with faith, integrity, and excellence. Get hands-on ministry and outreach opportunities, discover new gifts and talents, and learn biblical education from seasoned instructors. Kenneth Copeland Bible College is here to help you find clarity of purpose in your life and ministry. Find your purpose, discover your calling. For more information, go to kcbiblecollege.org.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. It doesn't matter how impossible the situation may be, whether it's a health issue or a financial situation. God is able to make it right. Matthew 19:26 says, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." God can turn any situation around, and all he needs from you is to give him something to work with, and that's your faith in him. Prayer is the foundation of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and faith makes prayer work. Strong faith comes from the Word of God and spending time with God in his presence and in prayer. If you need someone to pray with you, call our prayer line. We have licensed prayer ministers who are trained in the Word of God, and they will pray the Word in faith with you. Stand on God's promise that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Believe his word when he said, "I did not give you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind." As you begin to trust him with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. KCM has prayer ministers in all of their offices around the world. To contact the office nearest you, go to kcm.org. Praise God. Don't you just love Jesus? Until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.